I want to open again with another letter. I find your letters very encouraging and encouraging to all of us that are working to bring these YouTubes to you. It says, my heart cannot express how much you, your messages and encouragement have meant to me over these past years. From godly wisdom in dealing with narcissistic relationships to healing, grieving, as I came out of the charismatic movement, or the New Apostolic Reformation, the NAR, to the New Order, standing firm in these end times. Thank you for your faithfulness to the Lord that has given me strength to remain faithful and be diligent, to resist, to come out of the many deceptions assaulting us. Wow, huh? Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Now, in Revelations 2, let's look at that. He's talking to the church of Ephesus. Verse 2, I know thy works, thy labor, thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil. That's many of us today. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles. And we need to try. We need to discern. We need to see, who are we listening to? Who are they representing? Are they really Christians? Are they imitations? Are they from the synagogue of Satan? Years ago, I would not have been able to say this. But as time is coming more and more, I see we're seeing the same thing. Try them which say they are apostles and are not, and has found them liars or deceivers. And he says, you have borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. And I want to say that to all of us. We've been through a lot of warfare. We've been through a lot of changes, seeing what's truth, what isn't, discerning truth from error. But we want to keep the main thing the main thing. He said he has somewhat against them because they have left their first love. Remember where you're fallen, repent. It doesn't matter if we discern all this stuff, if we talk about all this stuff coming, and we don't maintain our own walk with the Lord. Right? This is a time to stay united to the vine, to stay in Christ, to abide in Him, and repent and do the first works. Some people are bitter, they're angry, they're mad at all the things they've come out of. And you do go through a grieving, you go through denial, then you go through a lot of different phases, but make sure you come back to your first love. That's the most important thing. And do the first works. Keep loving, keep giving, keep sharing, keep witnessing. And if they don't receive it, at least you did your part. Or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove your candlestick out of your place, his place, except you repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. These words in here. So we have to overcome it. We have to overcome the Nicolaitans. Some of us have. We've been under ruling, abusive, dominating leaders, and we've come out of that. And if you have, hallelujah. Thank God that He's given you the discernment to know enough is enough. This isn't God. This isn't the God I serve. This is a wrong spirit. This is mean. This is gaslighting. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. The deeds of the Nicolaitans. And don't think they're not here. They're everywhere. But to him that overcometh, and this is the important I want you to see, overcome. Keep marching forward. Keep overcoming these deceptions and delusions. And what's going to happen? You're going to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. We are coming into a new day. This body, when it goes down, we're going into a new life. Eternity is a long time. And the devil wants you to think there is no heaven or hell. Well,
he's wrong again.
Verse 9, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but he says you're really rich. If you know the Lord, we're rich. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, and they are not. What do you call this? Fake Jews. But they are of the synagogue of Satan. There it is, cutting edge, right there. Now, John Lennon was on board in his famous song, Imagine. Imagine there's no heaven. He was on board with the new system. No countries, all people living in peace, a world united as one. And that's what the enemy wants, to bring it back to Babylon. Bring it back to the Tower of Babel, where God broke that up. He put us in different countries, different languages. So the anti-system that's coming is going to unite everything back to one. And then why God didn't want it is there were evil people, and then they could do whatever they, when they come together, all their evilness can come out and do things God didn't want done. So he delayed that, and he caused everybody to go into different languages. That kind of breaks down trying to understand each other. But now we even have a new language system online that's called Babel.
Yep.
Of all the things to call it. Hello, in plain sight. Remember, the synagogue of Satan is the same group that killed Jesus Christ, the same group that worshipped Nimrod, Baal, and other Old Testament gods. The synagogue of Satan, whatever you want to call it. And boy, do they like their garments. I was going to say garbage. This synagogue of Satan is heavily invested. Where is it invested in? Hollywood, and is a major player of the brainwashing of the world. Again, our struggle is not against flesh and blood. These are against principalities and powers. These spirits have been here, and think about how demonic this is. Angels that were in heaven with God that could have had everything they wanted and lived peace, they rebelled against God. They weren't happy with what they had. Can you imagine being with God and everything and rebelling? Well, he's still rebelling, and he's still deceiving. And he took a third of the angels with him, and now he's trying to possess people to do his bidding and to do what he wants to do in the world, which the Bible tells us, the beast system. Their agenda is in plain sight, and it's ramping up. It's really ramped up the last 2 years. They believe once they have established their new, and what is it really? Anti-God order. Everything of God is being turned upside down. Yeah. Even the food, yeah. Races, genders, everything is being turned upside down. Ultimately, where they want to go with technology and all the other, they want to be as gods and live forever. They want eternal life without hooking up with the God of life. They want to do it their way. Satan's plan is to demonize all opposition and control people through disinformation, one train of thinking only, lies, and fears. Should we expect anything less from the murderer from the beginning, whose mission is to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. How do you create a new system? I just kind of want to say what I can without saying too much. How can they control, and what's happening with this new system? Something I've shared before, but I think it's worth going over again. The 8 levels of control that must be obtained before they can really get what they want. Let's just call it their new plan. Healthcare. Control healthcare and you control the people, making it so expensive that people can't even hardly afford. They're working now just for the healthcare. People are just amazed at how this healthcare system has just went crazy in the last 2 years. It's part of their plan. Destroy the healthcare, raise it up. You control the people, control health care, you control the people. 2, poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Why? Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you're providing everything for them to live. 3, debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. That way you are able to increase taxes and this will produce more poverty. The taxes. Have you noticed the taxes when you even just order online something, it comes with all this extra tax that just started getting higher and higher. Just little things that are happening. But this is part of their system. Debt. Remove people's ability to defend themselves. That way you're able to create a police state. Welfare. Take control of every aspect of their lives. Food, housing, and income. Education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what your children learn in school. If I could, if I had to do it all over now, if I was a new mom, I would definitely come out of this system. Religion. Take control of religion. Here we go with the synagogue of Satan, right? Remove the belief in God from all schools. You can't find anything out about God in schools. This is all by design. And the last eighth one, to get this agenda across, they have to have these things, but they have to have class warfare. Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor, the haves and the have-nots, right? Warfare with Democrats and Republicans. They're blaming each other for the problems, and you don't see who's behind it. You don't see the bigger plan. Racial wars, all these different things. It's all part of hidden plans, agendas to control people. And I want to share for a second about gaslighting. We are being gaslit. And gaslighting is manipulation. And it's used for the controllers to gain power. Gaslighting is a tactic that makes a victim question their reality. What's really real anymore? And now that we're going into these new metaverses and stuff, our reality will be less and less. That you will not need people. You stay away from people. People are bad. You don't need to interact with people. You're starting to question your reality. People are locked into their houses, afraid to go out now, right? It's a common technique of abusers, dictators, narcissists, and cult leaders. This is not new. And remember, Satan is the ultimate narcissist. He has to control everything. It's done slowly, so the victim doesn't realize how much they've been brainwashed. In the movie Gaslight in 1944, a man manipulated his wife to the point where she thinks she's losing her mind. And we're going to talk about this at the end here. The mental crisis that people are going through right now. Because what they thought was real and what they think is real and what's happening to them, all the trauma, the anxiety, the stress is causing the next world crisis is going to be a mental crisis. They're already putting essays and talks together about how to deal with all the mental illnesses that are happening. Anxiety, stress, depression. People can't sleep. They're afraid. They don't know what to do. And people are losing their minds. Now, gaslighting, how they work, no matter if it's a dictator, whoever it is, they tell blatant lies. And remember, Satan is He's a liar. So why would we expect truth from the world? And the Bible says we're not to put our confidence and trust in the world. Right. Don't be conformed to this world. It's going the opposite way of Christ. So once they tell you a huge lie, you're not sure if anything else they say is true. We'll listen to leaders on TV and they'll say one thing and then next month they change their mind. This is all by design to put you in a state of confusion. Keeping you unsteady and off kilter is your goal. Break you down. Isn't that sad that we even have to talk about this? True gaslighters or manipulators, they deny they ever said something, even though you have proof. You have proof. You have clips from what they said 2 months ago. You know they said they would do something. You know you heard it, but they out and out deny it. It makes you start questioning your reality. Maybe they never said that thing. And the more they do this, the more you question your reality and you give up your reality for theirs, for the controller. This wears you down over time.
Yes.
And it's done gradually. And it's done over time. A lie here, a lie there. Then it starts ramping up. Even the brightest, most self-aware people can be sucked into this manipulation. It's that effective. It's the frog in the frying pan. The heat is turned up slowly, so the frog never realizes what's happening to it. Their actions don't match their words. Look at what they're doing rather than what they're saying. What they are saying means nothing. It's just talk. Then a true gaslighter will throw in rewards just to confuse you. They throw in positive reinforcement. Maybe give you some money, some checks. We'll leave that right there. Why? Because gaslighters, manipulators, liars, antichrist people know confusion weakens people, confuse the people. Gaslighters know that people like having a sense of stability and normalcy. Just do this and we'll go back to normal. It's never going back to normal because this is their new plans. This is a manipulation technique. It makes people turn to the gaslighter, the manipulator, the controller for correct information, which isn't correct information at all. It's a way to control, manipulate, and deceive you. So it's not surprising that they're saying the next big crisis is mental illness. This is a result of gaslighting, depression, anxiety, sleeplessness. It makes you doubt yourself, what you think, how do you feel, and what is your reality? What is real? In order to keep control, a false reality is presented. This is a large-scale game of monopoly. You thought it was just a game. With real assets and money shifting hands. Gaslighting is manipulative and abusive and controlling because it challenges our five senses and our sense of reality, common sense, which is a hard thing to find these days, what we knew to be normal. This is emotional abuse. And it keeps their victims in what? A constant state of fear.
Yes.
A constant state of fear, terror, anxiety, and it's going to take its toll on your body. Gaslighting techniques are used by people in power to keep citizens and operations off kilter, distracted and confused. Why is that? To get their plans in with not a lot of opposition, to get their agendas, their hidden hand into play where most people are just confused. They're tired, they're worn out. And why are they doing that? You're easier to control. In an article I got, Mental Health, America's Next Public Health Crisis, individuals and families across the world are shaken. They're turned upside down. Because their life has changed. Their home has changed. Their work has changed. Their play has changed. Everything has changed as we knew it. The consequences to public health include social isolation, sickness, grief, unemployment, and a halt to just everything that we used to do as normal. It's been very hard what we've gone through in the last couple years. On many, while hitting others on a deeper level and bearing down on their mental health. Some people are stronger than others. Some people are weaker than others. Some people are more empathetic. Some people are more proud. Some are more... It depends upon a lot of the way you are made up. But depression now is number one. And it costs $210 billion annually just for America on depression. And 50% of that is shouldered by the employers. But there's an emotional toil going on in people today. Massive unemployment. A lot of the people that are suffering are unpaid adult caregivers. They have reported having experienced worse mental health outcomes because they're stressed out. They don't have any help. They're taking care of loved ones with little support, little thanks, maybe dementia setting in. What do we do now? Increased substance abuse is on the rise. People want to escape any way they can from the pain they're feeling. And many are elevated thoughts of suicide. We are seeing suicides like we've never seen before, especially in the young, because they see no hope. When you take away their future, they don't want to live. Stress, it's affected their mental health. All this stuff that we've went through, rates of anxiety, trauma, and stress-related symptoms, substance use, suicidal thoughts increased. And they say this will increase and persist. Keep on going. Sleep disturbances. People are saying like never before, I can't sleep. We are in a predicament where more people seek mental health support. Someone called me and told me, he said, I tried the hotline for something, for help. And they put me on hold and said they didn't have time to talk to me. It's pretty bad when you're crying out for mental help when they put you on hold and say, sorry, we don't have enough workers. So we're in a predicament where more people seek mental health support only to be discouraged and disillusioned by long wait times. Two people I know went to the emergency room. It took them over 7 hours just to get through there. And it's longer and longer wait times to see anyone. Mental health support is not a one-size-fits-all endeavor. We are now in a mental health crisis. And a result of this, I just wanted to read this article, and if you're from there, from Sweden, or Switzerland, this is from Switzerland. This article I got, Switzerland approves suicide machine that causes death with the click of a button. I remember years ago talking about Dr. Richard Day, who said that this was going to happen. 1969, I preached, no one believed it. And now they're saying a death machine dreamed up by an assisted suicide advocate in 2018 appears to now be a reality in Switzerland. It's called the Sarko machine, S-A-R-C-O machine, short for sarcophagus, whatever. It was developed by Exit. Interesting name. Time to exit, anyone? Exit International and has cleared legal review, meaning it could start operating as soon as next year. Let's just talk about this. Australian euthanasia activists designed one of these machines to make it easily available. It's able to be created using a 3D printer and even comes with its own coffin. Isn't this sad that we're even talking about this? But this is the result of being traumatized, losing hope, being discouraged, losing their jobs, losing their parents, all the things that people are going through with no answers. We should be able to go to church and get answers. Yes. But you go to church and all you get is more hype about how great next year is going to be. Victory 2022. I've already heard some of the apostles that say they are not. Apostles that say they're apostles, but they are not. Very discouraging for people that are hurting. So it's able to be created using a 3D printer and even comes with its own coffin. In 2018, This guy put the design online so that anyone could view the plans and make their own. It's activated from the inside, and it can be placed anywhere, and it offers a painless death. The capsule is sitting, I'm just saying this to say this is increasing in our country because of all that people are going through. The capsule is sitting on a piece of equipment that will flood the interior with nitrogen, rapidly reducing the oxygen level to 1% from 21% in 30 seconds. You might feel a little dizzy, but death takes place. Oxygen and carbon dioxide get taken away. There's no panic and no choking feelings. This is playing God, isn't it?
Yes.
Taking our own lives into our own hands. This is not the first device to be created, but it's being displayed now in Germany from September 2021 to August 2022. Kassel, Germany. Currently, a doctor needs to be involved to prescribe this and to confirm the person's mental capacity. We want to remove any kind of psychiatric review from the process and allow the individual to control the method themselves. And they have a picture of it in the front. He had previously advocated, this guy that's doing a lot of this, not going to advertise his name, he had previously advocated for healthy people to die, saying that in Switzerland, the laws allow people who are tired of life, if you're just tired of life, saying that in Switzerland, the laws apply, that the laws allow people who are tired of life to easily be killed by a doctor. These people are elderly and therefore are treated as disposable by the world at large. If you have parents or grandparents and you can see them now. They are starting to feel nobody wants them around because of what's happened in the last 2 years. People are just not even seeing family anymore. A young, able-bodied person who is tired of life, so a young person now wants to die, they give them suicide prevention treatment. In other words, they're going to try to help the young get over that tired of life. But if you're old, elderly, disabled, or if you're sick, you're encouraged to consider it. And then she goes on, what is this? This is signs of the times that people's hearts are growing cold. People are discouraged. People are weary. People are having mental health issues. Is that so sad? But in closing, I want to say this. I don't care what you're going through. And we're all going through stuff. Everybody's going through stuff. Some people might not tell you what they're going through, especially the caregivers. Nobody wants to tell you what they're really going through. And some, because of the fake Word of Faith movement, you're not allowed to declare you're going through anything. Because if you do, you don't have any faith. So people have been trained not to complain what they're going through. But I want to encourage you with this, Psalms 44:22. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? I don't care what you're going through. If you're depressed, you can't sleep, it's not going to separate you from Christ. He loves us no matter what state we're in. Brokenhearted, he said, I've come to heal the brokenhearted, not dispose of you. He said, I've come to heal the brokenhearted. And as long as we're here, God has a purpose for us. We might not know what that is, but do whatever your hand finds to do. Keep praying for God's will to be done, not as what the Antichrist system is, do as thou wilt. They don't want any boundaries, any borders, any laws, any restrictions. So who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Is that going to separate you from God? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Knowing all these things, say all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, 35 through 39. Amen?
Amen.
So, Father, we thank you for people right now that are hurting. I know many people are hurting. They're losing loved ones. They don't feel well themselves. The things that are going on, they're afraid and terrorized. I thank you, Lord, that you are a comforter. I thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. That, Father, you said you're never going to leave us. You're never going to forsake us, no matter what we might be going through, that you're there. And I thank you, Father, we can keep our eyes on you and not this world, because we keep you as our focus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And help us all run a good race, doing what you've asked us to do. Help us be lights in this time of darkness. Help us love, in spite of being wounded or hurt. Help us love those that have betrayed us or hurt us or divided against us. Help us rise above it, just like you had to when you walked the earth. In all these things, we give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Everyone said?
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the Messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer-supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a gift button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.
Trade your helmet for a crown of peace at the altar.